Good afternoon on a much nicer weather day compared to yesterday across our area. Though some of you may enjoy the heat and humidity that we had in our area yesterday, we had those big-time thunderstorms that came through that did produce damage in our area. Fortunately, things are looking much nicer across our area this afternoon. The temperature at Albany hit 97 yesterday. That made it the warmest day since 2012. Still a couple of degrees short of that 100-degree mark, and it's been a long time since Albany hit 100. Way back in 1953 was the last occurrence that Albany hit 100 degrees. Of course, the humidity made it feel like it was up over 100 for a period of time yesterday afternoon. But the big story then did shift to those intense thunderstorms, at least in spots, yesterday afternoon into last night. And there were a number of reports of wind damage as those storms came through our area. Fortunately, the weather is much more settled down today. So if you happen to be in a case where you have some cleaning up to do, maybe you had a tree come down in your area, the weather is looking great throughout the rest of the day, right into tonight, even into the day tomorrow. There are no major weather concerns. Now, the humidity is way down as well. So if you perhaps have had that air conditioner running a little bit, which I wouldn't be surprised if you did, the humidity comes down. That means our low temperatures will come down as well. So tonight we'll see lows drop off into the 40s and 50s across our area, right around 50 or so in the capital region, which is very, very pleasant for this time of year. And so that means you can turn off the air conditioner, open up the windows, let some of that fresh air come into the house and help to chill things down just a bit. We'll have a mainly clear night. A bit of fog will be possible, especially in our valley locations and near bodies of water. Tomorrow looks like another nice day, partly cloudy skies as we go through the day. Low humidity. Temperatures will be up right around 80 degrees. So for those who are vacationing, the weather looks ideal for outdoor activities. Maybe get out in the kayak. Keep in mind, though, the water is still pretty cold. So you want to certainly take that precaution to be aware of the chilliness of the water down below. And then tomorrow night, a little system will ride by to our south. That'll probably bring us some rain, especially from about I-90 on south. As we go through the nighttime hours tomorrow night, a shower may linger Thursday morning, but it's mainly a nighttime thing, and we're going to dry things out Thursday. Looks like nice weather Thursday into Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, low in the 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy and pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and pleasant, with a high around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, cool, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy and pleasant, with a high around 80 degrees. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, still comfortable, low humidity, with highs in the 70s to around 80. A bit of a breeze will blow on Thursday. Then on Friday, mostly sunny, still very, very nice, with a high temperature right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.